Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jessica Schuyler Baldwin, and I'm from Mississippi State University, where I just finished up my freshman year. Today, I'll be talking to you about hardwood propagation of Delta Jazz crepe myrtle. A brief introduction to a very well-known plant across the southeastern United States is that, for starters, it's native to Southeast Asia. It was introduced to the United States more than 200 years ago for use on George Washington's Mount Vernon. There are more than 50 species worldwide that range in size from dwarf shrubs to small trees. Their flower color ranges from white, pink, purple, lavender, and red, and they flower most heavily in the summer. The Delta Jazz crepe myrtle, or Lagostromia X chocolate mocha, has bright pink flowers that are set against burgundy foliage, or as we at Mississippi State University like to call it, maroon. They are medium in height and flower June and early September in South Mississippi. According to Durr and Hauser, early February hardwood cuttings rooted 43% better than early January or early March cuttings when using bottom heat and an equal measurement peat perlite or bark growing medium. According to Byers, 20-centimeter hardwood cuttings taken after frost and stored over winter are successfully rooted. The objective of this research was to evaluate ease of rooting and determine optimal commercial auxin formulation and concentration, and possible value of a basal wounding for hardwood cutting propagation of Delta Jazz crepe myrtle. Our materials and methods were 12.7 centimeter, 3-4 node medial cuttings that were stuck to a depth of 2.5 centimeters in 100% perlite propagation medium in 7.6 centimeter containers on the 1st of February. We used intermittent mist during daylight hours. Our treatments, we had basal treatment, wounded and non-wounded. Our wounded cuttings were only wounded on one side. Our auxin formulations were Hortus IVA water-soluble salts, Dip and Grow, and Hortus IVA plus KNAA, half the rate of IVA. It is important to note here that Dip and Grow is already included with half the rate of IVA with NAA, and that is alcohol-soluble, not water-soluble. Our concentration of IVA, we used 0 parts per million, 1,000 parts per million, and 5,000 parts per million. Our experimental design was a randomized complete block with 5 single plant replications. For a more thorough examination of treatment factors, selected treatment combinations were compared using the Schaefer simulated method for simultaneous comparisons. Our data collected was rooting percentage, root number, average length of the 3 longest roots, a root quality and cutting quality given on a scale of 0 to 5, and growth indices, which is width 1 plus width 2 plus height, all divided by 3. For today, for sake of time constraints, I will only be discussing those that are in yellow. Here we have the percent rooting data, and as you can see, treatment had no impact on percentage rooting. Here we have the Delta Jazz root number. This side over here, we have the control, and it goes all the way to Dip and Grow 1,000 parts per million. You can really see the difference in root quality as well as root number here. I will discuss later how we got to those results, but I would like to just show you a visual representation at this time. Here we have the average length of the 3 longest roots. Cuttings that were treated with Hortus IBA 1,000 parts per million and wounded had greater average root length compared to control cuttings that were not wounded. The root quality rating was given on a scale of 0 to 5, and cuttings dipped in Hortus IVA 5,000 parts per million alone or with KNAA had better root quality compared to non-wounded cuttings dipped in Dip and Grow 1,000 parts per million or the control. Our cutting quality rating was also on a scale of 0 to 5, and as you can see here, cuttings wounded and dipped in Hortus IVA 5,000 parts per million alone or with KNAA, regardless of wounding, had better root quality compared to non-wounded cuttings dipped in Dip and Grow 1,000 parts per million or the control. Our growth indices, as shown here, said that cuttings dipped in Hortus IVA 1,000 parts per million plus 500 parts per million of KNAA had higher growth indices compared to cuttings that were not wounded and dipped in Hortus IVA 5,000 plus 2,500 parts per million of KNAA. Our treatment comparisons, wounded compared to non-wounded, and Hortus IVA compared to Hortus IVA plus KNAA had no significant difference. However, Hortus IBA compared to control, dip and grow compared to control, Hortus IBA plus KNAA compared to control, Hortus IBA compared to dip and grow compared to Hortus IBA plus KNAA, Hortus IBA compared to Hortus IBA plus KNAA, dip and grow 5,000 parts per million compared to dip and grow 1,000 parts per million, and Hortus IBA plus KNAA 5,000 parts per million compared to Hortus IBA plus KNAA 1,000 parts per million all showed significant differences. Hortus IBA across all concentrations when compared to the control showed no significant difference in percent rooting and growth indices. However, Hortus IBA across all hormone concentrations were higher at root number, average length of the three longest roots, root quality, and cutting quality. Dip and grow across all hormone concentrations compared to the control showed no significant difference in percent rooting, average length of the three longest roots, and growth indices, but dip and grow across all hormone concentrations showed a higher root number, root quality, and cutting quality when compared to the control. Hortus IBA plus KNAA compared to the control across all hormone concentrations showed no significant difference in the percent rooting and the growth indices. However, root number, average length of the three longest roots, root quality, and cutting quality all increased with Hortus IBA plus KNAA across all hormone concentrations compared to the control. The Hortus IBA compared to dip and grow across all hormone concentrations showed no significant difference in root percent rooting, root number, average length of the three longest roots, cutting quality, and growth indices. But our root quality did increase when looking at Hortus IBA compared to dip and grow. Here we have Hortus IBA plus KNAA compared to dip and grow, and we had no significant difference in percent rooting, average length of the three longest roots, and growth indices. But when we added the KNAA to the Hortus IBA across any hormone concentration, it showed that the root number, root quality, and cutting quality all increased when compared to dip and grow. Hortus IBA compared to dip and grow, we had no significant difference between percent rooting, root number, average length of the three longest roots, cutting quality, and growth indices. But here it decreased when compared to dip and grow. Hortus IBA 5,000 parts per million compared to Hortus IBA 1,000 parts per million. We had no significant difference at percent rooting, average length of the three longest roots, or growth indices. However, it increased at Hortus 5,000 parts per million when compared to 1,000 parts per million with root number, root quality, and cutting quality. Dip and grow 5,000 parts per million when compared to dip and grow 1,000 parts per million had no significant difference anywhere but in root number, and we saw an increase of root number with dip and grow 5,000 when compared to dip and grow 1,000. Hortus IBA plus KNAA 5,000 parts per million when compared to Hortus IBA plus KNAA 1,000 parts per million, we had no significant difference in percent rooting, average length of the three longest roots, cutting quality, and growth indices. However, our root number and root quality did increase with Hortus IBA plus KNAA 5,000 parts per million. Our results and discussion, all cuttings rooted similarly regardless of hormone type, rate, or winding. Using a higher concentration of Hortus IBA resulted in more roots compared to cuttings dipped in all other concentrations, except cuttings dipped in higher rates of dip and grow. The average length of the three longest roots were higher for cuttings receiving wounding, and Hortus IBA 1,000 parts per million were higher than control cuttings that were not wounded. Cuttings that were not wounded and dipped in Hortus IBA 1,000 parts per million had higher growth indices when compared to cuttings that were not wounded and dipped in dip and grow 5,000 parts per million. When our direct comparisons come into consideration, wounding cuttings had no influence on our measured parameters, and using either Hortus IBA or dip and grow improved cutting performance compared to the controls. Cuttings performed better when using a higher rate of hormone, and cuttings dipped in Hortus IBA had higher root quality ratings compared to cuttings dipped in dip and grow. In conclusion, hardwood cuttings of Delta Jazz can be rooted with or without hormone. However, using 5,000 parts per million of Hortus IBA did increase some in parameters, resulting in better cutting quality. At this time, I would like to acknowledge a few people: Ms. Jenny Riles, Dr. Patricia Knight, Dr. Gary Bachman, Dr. Jean Blythe, and Mr. Scott Langlois, as well as Mississippi State University for giving me the opportunity to go through undergraduate research. At this time, I would like to take questions. Yes.
I'm curious
So she's asking about the root quality measurement. What we did is we planted all of them in perlite, and so it was easier for us to wash off, and we counted the roots as well as looked at thickness, and we had a scale, and basically no roots equaled a zero quality rating. If we had a cutting that had a very round, full bowl-like with lots of roots that had a good amount of thickness to them, that would be our five, and everything else just kind of fell in between there. Are there any other questions? Thank you so much.